Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Driving home after a long day at the office, you skipped lunch, maybe worked and worked and worked. It can be bad for anybody's diet, but if you pass your favorite fast food outlet on the way home, it could be a diet killer. It's according to a new study that shows the easy access of grab-and-go restaurants on your commute could be too much of a temptation to pass up, even if you know you shouldn't be doing it. To talk more about this, we turn to the KCBS Ring Central Newsline. Margot Wooten standing by, Director of Nutrition Policy at the Center for Science in the Public Interest. Thanks for talking to us today. So what did this study show?
Well, we know that there is a strong association between eating out and obesity. And so that there have been many studies to show that. What this shows is, you know, suggests that when you're driving home and you see them, you're more likely to stop in. It makes sense. You know, lots of studies show that proximity to food sparks hunger. You know, you may not even feel hungry. And then as you're driving by, it's like the McDonald's is a giant McDonald's ad luring you in, you know, and reminding you that there's this opportunity to eat and spurring you to eat when you might not otherwise do so.
And if you have a long commute, you know, you've been on the highway for a long time and after a long day of work, and if you skipped lunch, then you might actually be hungry and not want to wait till you get home.
Well, nowadays, there are just restaurants everywhere, and it's so easy to eat. And we know just it's human nature that when food is right there in our face, we're more likely to eat it. And so as you're driving by, there's just such easy access. Oftentimes with a fast food restaurant, you don't even have to get out of your car. You can just stay in your car, drive through. And, you know, as you're leaving the premises, you have an extra 1,300 calories in your car, enough that will, you know, lead you to eat more calories than you need and contribute to overweight and obesity.
Right. I think it's a drive-through part that's the killer. I mean, what if there were drive-throughs where you're picking up, you know, finger salads or something?
Well, nowadays, you know, there are more and more healthy restaurant options, but still,
who goes to McDonald's and gets the salad? Come on.
Yeah. No, I think, but, you know, that's like if you're going to a salad restaurant, you can get a beautiful salad for a decent price that's well made. But at McDonald's, that's not the place to get salad. Lots of fast food restaurants, the portions have gotten bigger and bigger over the last couple of decades. You know, it used to be that a hamburger, fries, and a soda was about 500 or 600 calories. Now a typical, you know, value meal is more upwards of like over half your day's calories or even more. For me, it's almost my whole day's calories in a burger, fries, and a soda.
All right, so strategies for avoiding this?
Well, one thing that the fast food restaurants are generally doing is listing calories. And so oftentimes people think that once they go into a fast food restaurant, they're like in for a ton of calories. But if you look at the menu, there's actually a wide range of options from a reasonable size hamburger at around 250 calories to a, you know, double big burger with cheese that can be, you know, upwards of 600 or 700 calories. So, you know, just choosing a more moderate size can help you cut lots of calories. Get the medium fry instead of the large. Get a diet soda instead of a regular soda, or better yet, get a water. So look at those calorie numbers. They can help you shave hundreds to even 1,000 calories off your choices, you know, in a split second, and you won't feel deprived.
And pack stuff in your car for the ride home. I don't just mean carrots, because that's not going to do anything for you, but maybe a cheese stick, a little something to carry you home. Thanks for talking to us, Margot. Margot Wooten is the Director of Nutrition Policy at the Center for Science in the Public Interest.